Arkansas baseball. What happened last weekend? You know, Arkansas is 9-3 against teams that are here at the College World Series.
Oh, wow.
But you know what is not here?
Arkansas baseball?
You said it. Welcome back in. It is 12:06 on a Friday. Hey, we'll miss the Arkansas fans.
Yeah.
Because Arkansas would be playing tomorrow.
Oh, man.
You would have Arkansas and Stanford would be playing each other, and then you'd have Vandy and Arizona on the same side of the bracket. But we got no Arizona. We got North Carolina State, who we adopted Tennessee because we like good teams and we like people that are going to overwhelm our community.
Bat flips, too.
Yes, we like fun. Baseball is fun. Remember that, boys. Baseball is fun. Mm-hmm. And continue to have fun even though you're in the corporate cookie cutter. All right? It's still college baseball. College baseball is showing everybody that baseball can be fun. Mike Rooney will join us. He is a fun guy. He'll join us in less than an hour with his thoughts on how this all will unfold. I also hope, you know, it's College World Series light. The real College World Series that we've all fallen in love with comes back next year when we get all of the bells and whistles and it feels normal. This year is very much, that's why I'm calling it College World Series light, because of the protocols that were in place and the quick turn to, you know, full capacity in the stadium, and the NCAA was, you know, haven't adjusted everything. There's not really a lot of advertising that has gone on from the NCAA perspective on television or radio. I've noticed more Olympic trials. And Olympic trials, there's been tickets available every night. Because I was looking, just curious, there's a lot of tickets that are available for the College World Series. I mean, a lot of tickets. Hoping that the locals come through. I think if you're coming here for the College World Series and following your team, and there's a couple of programs that haven't been here for a while that got pretty good fan bases. You know, Mississippi State is a regular here. They know the road from Starkville to Omaha. But if you're Tennessee and you haven't been here for a while, you're going to bring a lot of people. There are going to be a lot of orange on Sunday in the ballpark. This is where I'd reach out to the locals. I would say, hey, you live here 365. You know what it was like last year not to have your event in your town. Come on, locals, come through. Be in the ballpark. More local people this year buying tickets. Come on down. We know that some people don't, you know, this time of the year, they don't want to go anywhere near downtown because it's clogged up. You know, you might get a friend in town, you might take them to the series, or you go one time, but you're not going to go again, unless you're a season ticket holder. Or you take off time from work, and that's what you do for your vacation, you go to the College World Series. This is a great opportunity for locals, for the NCAA to say, hey, we got tickets available, we're not taking you for granted, I know you're the host of this event, we come into town for 2 weeks and then we leave. You guys are here year-round and support an empty ballpark. Come on. Let's have Locals Day at the College World Series.
Hmm.
I know it's a national event, and we're glad that we host it, and it is great for this community, and we do it better than anybody else. There is no other place in the country that would do for the College World Series what the city of Omaha and everybody behind it would do. I'm going to say there's maybe one or two places that you could make a case they'd be able to pull off the swim trials and the College World Series going on at the same time, separated by a parking lot. We do it here. We're an event town. Just don't take us for granted. That's my PSA every year. NCAA, don't take Omaha for granted that just because you're holding an event, the locals are going to show up. You know, give them a little love. And in this case, there's tickets available. Maybe there's more local people. People from around the state, people from around the area that come to the College World Series than in the past have said, oh, I guess there's not any tickets. Well, there's tickets available for CWS Lite. If you're a Royals fan, your first-round draft pick might be pitching tomorrow night in Kumar Rocker. The Royals pick at 7. Rocker could be there. His pitching mate, Jack Leiter, Al Leiter's son, could go in the top 5. I've seen a mock where he's projected to go 4 to Boston. He would pitch in game 2. I mean, if Vandy has those two guys and they go 4-0, Vandy's winning another national championship. But we'll get into more of that with Mike Rooney when he joins us coming up at 1 o'clock. Quick break, come back with more. We need to talk about empowerment in sports and the NBA. Rick Carlisle is out. Does that mean Dallas is the best available job? Or is it the job that he might be mentioned most for in Boston?
Ooh.
Think about that.
What about Portland?
I don't know. I would not put Portland in the top three.
Really?
Yes.
You would put Dallas over them?
Because I think you have to make a decision on CJ McCollum. And there's no guarantee that Dame Lillard is going to stay. Even though you've said openly that you want to keep him, and it would be ridiculous for the Blazers to ever let him go away.
Right.
But there's no guarantee.
Okay.
And I'm also looking at it from you're in the West.
That's okay. I'm with you there.
Plus, CBS Sports is ranking college quarterbacks. The year of kind of the unknown stars to emerge in college football, they've tiered the quarterbacks. Where is the first tier that features a Big Ten quarterback, and where is Adrian Martinez? We will discuss that here till 2. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George on 1620 The Zone.